Now I want to give you Jesus' last message to the church.
我今天要讲的是耶稣在最后给教会的信息。
Actually, it was his last warning to the church.
更准确的说是警告。
John was now 90, they think.
写这本书的时候，约翰已经大概90岁了。
An old man.
已经是一个很老的人了。
But there had come a Caesar that was actually very wicked.
那个时候在台上的这个罗马皇帝是非常
persecution came at that time for the church.
是非常残酷的，所以当时对教会的迫害也非常的严重。
And of course, John was a hated man.
那当然，这个约翰是被他们所恨恶的。
John had started churches in Turkey. We know of seven of them.
因为他在那个土耳其那一带就是建立教会，大概已经有七个他建立的教会。
So when they caught him, they didn't kill him.They put him on an island with other criminals.
那当这个当局把这个约翰抓起来的时候，他们并没有把他处死，而是把他流放到一个就是关其他罪犯的地方。
I'm sure that looked like a mountain to John.
我相信对约翰来说，那个地方看上去像座山似的。他已经九十岁了。
Had to get his own food. Had to try to scratch up something there on that island.
需要自己想办法，在一个海岛上需要自己想办法生存。
And maybe he had prayed, Lord, take this mountain from me.
他可能也祷告说，神啊，这个把这个像这个山一样的重担拿走吧，帮我。
But you see, there's a lesson in that.
但是你知道吗？这个他也在学一个功课。
Sometimes we have mountains in front of us.
也可能我们的生活中也是面临
着
一座大山。
Things that really, really look like we don't know what to do.
有很多事情是我们束手无策，不知道该怎么办的。
And we pray, Oh God, take this thing from us.
我们可能就会跟神祷告说：“神啊，求你把这个困难挪走，把这个山挪走吧，做一些事情。”
Sometimes he says the same thing that he does to John. I want you to climb that mountain.
但有的时候他给我们的回答就像他跟约翰说的那样，你去翻越这座山。
But he always has a reason.
但是他总是有缘故的。
Why he wants us to climb the mountain.
他让我们翻越这个山是有缘故的。
And for John, he wanted to climb that mountain because on that mountain, he met Jesus again.
对约翰来说，他神要他翻越这座山，因为在翻越的过程中，他就又遇到了耶稣。
That he walked along the road with, and they laughed and smiled and prayed together.
不是他曾经跟在一起行走、一起传道的那个耶稣。
He didn't meet the Jesus that was on the cross.
也不是那位在十字架上的耶稣。
He didn't even meet the Jesus that had gone back to heaven.
甚至不是那位升天了的耶稣。
But he met the Jesus that was the Christ.
他这次遇到的耶稣是基督。
He looked different.
他看上去就不同。
His hair was white as snow.
他的头发像雪一样白。
To let John know he had been around quite a while.
然后让他知道，这个意思好像是说他已经有很大年纪了。
Forever he'd been.
这个年纪是永远。
His eyes, piercing eyes.
他的眼睛炯炯有神。
When John turned around and he spoke, John fell on his face.
然后当他跟约翰说话的时候，约翰就扑倒在他脚前。
I thought about that.
我想过这个场景。
There is nobody that was more intimate with Jesus than John, it seems.
你知道吗？在约翰耶稣在世的时候，好像约翰是跟他最亲近的一个人。
And now God had a special thing.For John.
那现在呢？神给约翰有一个特别的启示。
And yet, when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face.
可是，即便如此，当他再次看见耶稣的时候，他扑倒在他脚前。
My friends, I don't know what your belief or your understanding is.
我的朋友，我不知道你对耶稣的这个概念也好，是或者是相信也好，是什么样子。
But the word of God that has been proven says that one day we will stand before Jesus.
但是神的话，神亘古不变的话，已经告诉我们说，终有一天我们要站在耶稣的面前。
Either you will stand before him as one that is a risen child of God.
你只有两个选择，或者是作为神的孩子，能够胜过，能够是一个得胜者站在他面前。
Or you will stand before him as a judge.
或者你站在他面前等着接受审判。
Everything that we've done.
我们所做过的一切事情
The bad feelings of crooked deals and all the things, the hatred and the unforgiveness and all will be open.
那些内心的阴暗、憎恨和还有那些丑陋的东西都会在他面前显示出来。你能想象吗？
John, who loved him, fell before him, don't you think we will fall before him?
那个那么爱他、那么跟他亲密的约翰见到他的时候，
every knee shall bow before him.
都会扑倒在他面前，难道我们不会吗？圣经上告诉我们说，那个万膝都要跪拜。
Maybe you don't want to bow now.
也可能你现在并不想跪拜他。
Maybe you have your own ideas.
也可能你自己主意很大。
But one day we will bow before him.
但是总有一天你必须要在他面前跪拜。
As they sang this morning.
就像我们今天早上唱歌一样。
I thought, Oh Father, one of these days, Jesus, I'm going to see you.
但我想到说，真的是主啊，我有一天就要在你面前
亲眼看到你。The majesty that John saw here.
看到你的这个威严。
And I'll fall on my face.
我就像约翰一样扑倒在你脚前。
I'm pretty sure of that. I'll fall on my face.
我是很肯定我会像他一样。
But I'll fall on my face with adoration.
但是我这个扑倒不是因为恐惧，而是因为。
With love.
因为爱，出于爱，出于
崇拜。Recognizing it's because of him.
因为认识到，因为有他。
That I can live eternally with him.
我可以能够得到永生的生命。
But he came for a certain purpose.
但是耶稣这次来是有一个特别的目的的。
He said, I am going to give you the revelation that God gave to me.
耶稣对约翰说，我要把神给我的启示告诉你。
And we see he begins right away.
然后我们看到他就立刻开始讲到
But the thing that he loves the most
讲到他所最爱的
And that's the church
就是教会
He gave his life for the church
他把他的生命都献给了教会
And I'm not talking about a denomination
我现在不是说的某一个教派
I'm not talking about an organization
也不是某个组织
I'm not talking about a building
也不是什么建筑
I mean those that's been washed in the blood of Christ
我是说那
些 that obeys him and that loves him
被耶稣的血所洗净的那些爱他的顺服他的人所组成的这个整体的教会
So we see Jesus' interest
所以我们看到耶稣所关注的是什么
was first on the church
第一就是教会
because he began to talk to each of the churches
因为他给每一个教会都有话
There was a vision, there were candlesticks, you know, and there was an angel of the church and so forth.
我们讲到灯台，讲到七星，讲到这个使者。
But he said to John, he said, I want you to write these things, John.
他跟约翰说，我希望你把它写下来。
He first said, I want you to write these things that you see.
他说
You have seen these things that are now.
所以你要把所看见的和现在的事
And then and we see that in the first three of the second and third chapter. But then he says, and the things which are
就是我们之后的第二章第三章讲然后又说并将来必成的事都写出来
Now, I don't know if you realize what that means.
我不知道你有没有意识到这个话的意思到底是什么
For that was verse 4 and 5.
因为在第四节和第五节
And the things that are is theKingdom of God.
就是这个将要成的事
John went to the holy place.
约翰看到的这个圣城
He saw all of the angels and all that it was in heaven. And so Jesus called that which is now. They are.
那约翰记载的时候他在天堂里他看到那个众天使来崇拜神的时候这个就已经是耶稣所说的现在的事正在发生的
Jesus was putting himself a stamp on heaven and letting us know that it's there that it's functioning
就好像耶稣亲自告诉我们说天堂
God is still in control
现在就在那里神就在那里掌权
I want to tell you the rest of it will tell you he's still in control
然后后面的事情也告诉我们说神一直都在掌权
And then he said And the things which shall be hereafter
这刚才我们所说的都是
That starts in the sixth chapter
对约翰说看到的和现在的事
When the seals are broken
后面才是将来要成的事，那是从第六章开始。
And then for the rest of the book till the last two chapters.
那个印被打开，然后一直到最后两章之前。
He says, "This is what's going to happen."
那些事情都是将来要发生的。
Because my cup of iniquity is full.
因为神愤怒的杯已经满了。
The world has become so wicked.
因为这个世界充满了恶。
And he said, "This is my, this is what I am sending to the earth."
所以这就是耶稣告诉我们说将来要发生的，在地上要发生的事情。
Now it doesn't matter whether we care if it's fair.
我们觉得公平不公平没有关系。
But if we really had a look at what's happening today,
但是如果我们真的
we would be utterly amazed.
好好的去研究现在就在此时此刻世界上发生的事情，我们会很惊讶的。
The pedophiles is crossing this world of ours, and they're even trying to put in legislation that pedophiles, because they're born that way, they shouldn't be condemned.
就是这么，这世界上充满了罪恶，还有那些犯罪的人，他们甚至现在想要立法说这些犯罪人是因为基因的缘故，是他们天生的天性，所以就不能因此来惩罚他们。
Taking the little babies and using them.
然后用婴幼儿来为自己谋利。
There's taking women and all over the world and using them as sex.
然后这个世界上有很多这种贩卖这个人口，然后拿他让他们拿来做性奴隶的。
That's going to send men and women, because women are doing it just as much almost now. They said
色情行业
不管男女。It's going to send them to hell.
就是会让他们陷入堕落，直到地狱。
What's wrong with pornography?
你可能会问色情到底有什么问题吗？
Jesus said, "If you as much as look at a woman and lust after her,
耶稣说你如果你看一个妇人心里就动了淫念，你就已经犯了奸淫了。
And every time you men or women look at that, you're committing adultery over and over again."
所以你这个色情的图片也好，影像也好，你每一次看的时候，按照耶稣的说法，你就已经犯了奸淫。
Our own country.
我们自己的国家。
Shows how wicked our even our government has become.
我们可以看到我们的政府有多么堕落。
I can't even begin to get into the wickedness.
我都不想跟你讲他们做的那些事情。
You see, Timothy did.
你知道提摩太
or rather Paul to Timothy did.
保罗对提摩太讲的话。
Paul wrote to Timothy.
在提摩太书里。
Said there's going to be perilous times at the end.
他说在末世的时候就充满到处都充满了堕落。
Now that perilous has only been used one more time in the word.
他的那个词用的这个词，这个堕落的词，在新约里只出现过两次。
And that word was only used when Jesus met those two men that were so fierce that nobody could go around them.
那就是在耶稣当时传道的时候，有遇到两个人，那两个人是非常的那个凶猛，所以别人都不敢靠近。
And then Timothy wrote a list of how man is going to be.
那 ，You mean Paul?
Oh, sorry, Paul.
那保罗在提摩太书里面有讲到说，末世的人会做什么样的事情
？I don't know how much God can warn us anymore.
我不知道神还能怎么样的提醒我们，这已经是非常明确明显的了。
But anyhow, let's get into the church.
那我们来看这个耶稣对教会所说的话。
Now, this is not prophecy today.
这个并不是，已经不能算是预言了。
Partly, but it's really not.
有些人可能觉得也预言后
面。Jesus looking at the church with those eyes that sees through and sees all that's happening.
是耶稣看当时的教会，他以他的洞察来看到当时教会的问题。
The first church that he looked at was Ephesus.
他第一个写信给的教会是以弗所。
A pastor's dream.
是一个这个每一个牧师所梦想的这个理想教会。
Oh, if you had a church like this as a pastor, you would feel like you're almost in heaven.
如果你是牧师，你有这么一教会，你简直觉得就已经在天堂了一样。
Why do you say that?
为什么这么说？
Because they were a dynamic church.
是一个非常有活力的教会。
He said, "I know your works."
说我知道。
And your labor and your patience.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐。
Wouldn't you like to have a church of people that labor and
work and have patience? 教会里的人又忍耐，然后又愿意劳动，又愿意做事情。
They were dedicated people.
他们是真的是很专注的人。
how thou canst bear them, you can't bear those which are evil.
也知道你们不能容忍恶人。
Just like Jesus, he couldn't, and if we had a church that they just couldn't bear to see evil around.
那你如果有一个教会就是是不能容忍当中的恶的，如果要看到要赶出去，就像耶稣那样，是一个很非常有毅力有决心的教会。
Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars.
你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
They were disciplined.
他们也有自律。
They had bore and they had been patient.
然后他们又很有忍耐力。
And they were discerning church.
然后
a discerning church.
哦，而且他们有分辨力。
He said, "You hate the Nicolaitans like I do."
你恨那些那些异党的人，尼哥拉党的人，就像我一样。
Now those were those that wanted to compromise.
有些人是想要总是想要让步的。
That wanted to let the Pagans in.
想要这些拜假神的也进来。
And so he went on to tell them. Now let me tell you, that is a great church.
所以他说夸了这个教会这么多，真的是一个非常好的教会。
Human eye is concerned.
如果是用这个我们人的眼光来看
，and human thinking is concerned.
用我们的人的思想来判断的话
，you would say that's a wonderful.
你觉得这个教会简直好的不能再好了。
But he said, I have something against you.
但是耶稣说我有一件事情要责备你。
I have something against you. You have left your first love.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
They were a legalistic church.
他们是一个律法主义的教会。
They did everything right.
他们按照字面一字一板一眼的做的都很对。
They dotted their I's and crossed their T's.
然后所有的爱上的一点都没有缺 ,T 上的那一横也都在。
But those blazing eyes looked at them and said, "But you've lost your first love."
他们逐字逐句的按着律法做，但是失去了起初的爱心。
This is the most important thing in our life.
这个爱是我们生命中最重要的，是我们的属灵生命中最重要的因素。
Oh, excuse me, that's my buzzer. You'll have the ambulance here in a minute. Sorry.
他可能压到他的那个报警的那个东西。
They'll call me in a minute. I'll tell them.
那个一会儿救护车就要得打电话。
So when they call me, just yell out, "Nothing wrong." Oh, anyway, that was a recess. Well, and so we see. You want to take it off? Yeah, I don't trust it either. I try to hide it. There you are.Now you know my secret.
现在我的秘密被大家都知道了。
And so we look on losing our first love.
所以我们看到在这里，我们失去了起初的爱心会是怎么样
？Do you remember your first human love?
你还记得你的这个你的最开始的这种爱情吗
？Just a teenager, see somebody sweet in your eyes and your little heart.
你可能十几岁的时候看见你喜欢的那个男孩子或者女孩子，你的心就开始蹦蹦跳。
You go home dreaming.
然后回家就开始胡思乱想。
Your mother says, "What in the world's wrong with you?"
你妈说你什么毛病啊
？Nothing.
你就说什么也没有。
We really that first love really feels is sweet.
那种最开始初尝那个爱情的感觉非常的甜蜜。
But it's sweet with Jesus too.
但是我们最开始跟神跟耶稣在一起的那个感觉也应该是甜蜜的。
Did you ever notice that if you marry your first love?
你有没有注意到，如果你真的是跟你的这个初恋或者是第一个这个情人结婚的话
，You have a hard time for a while.
你最开始可能会有一些挣扎。
But then you begin to understand and depend on each other, and what happens? It grows.
慢慢的开始互相理解，然后慢慢开始互相支持，然后这个爱就变得越来越深，越来越成熟。
And this is what Jesus, His love is.
这应该就是神对你跟神耶稣之间的爱。
You say when we're saved, we there's something we really look to Him now. We really.Loving.
那当你得救的时候，你想到他的时候，你想到的是爱。
But as we walk with him,
但是当我们在每天的生活中跟耶稣同行，
as we talk with him,
当我们在跟他说话，
as he becomes real to our life,
然后他的生命在我们他在我们的生命中越来越真实以后，
that love grows,
这个爱就沉淀下来，变得越来越成熟。
That's our communion. That's our That's our touching God. Without that, we just don't really touch him.
就是我们跟神之间的那个关系，那个连接，如果没有这种成熟的、深沉的连接的话，我们跟他就并没有。
That's what's often worried me about here.
真的关系，所以这也是为什么我常常会为大家担心。
Many of you went to Bible studies. You were interested in.And while you were there, you said, what someone said to you, were you want to be a Christian? Will you believe on Jesus? Oh, yes. I'll believe on Jesus.
我们当中很多人可能因为对这个有信心，然后去查经班，然后慢慢的越来越熟悉，到有一天有人问你说，你愿意相信耶稣吗？你说好，我愿意。
And so they begin to try to live a Christian life.
然后你就慢慢开始过一个这种基督徒的生活。
It gets hard.
但是会遇到困难。
You're constantly failing.
然后你会发现自己常常失败。
Until some say, I don't think there's anything to it.
然后直到有些人说最后就说，我觉得这基督教也没什么。然后他们就转身离开了。
It's because they never learned what it was to love Jesus.
就是因为他们一直没有学会说怎么跟耶稣有一个爱的关系。
You see, to love Jesus, we have to humble ourselves.
因为你要爱耶稣的话，首先要先自己降卑。
And if there was ever an age that finds it hard to humble themselves, it's us.
如果这个历世历代可能最难降卑自己的就是我们现在我们这
些。I don't know about the rest of the world, but we Americans think we're just as good as anybody else.
我不知道是别的国家的人怎么样，反正美国人从来都觉得自己不比任何人差。
So we have a lot of self-love.
所以我们有很多这种对自己的爱。
And actually.That's what this age said. What Paul said about this age.
这个其实也是保罗说过，在末世的时候会怎么样？就是人是自私的。
That's why your marriage has troubles.
这也是为什么我们的婚姻出现了很多问题。
Because you begin to be selfish.
因为你们都开始个人顾自己。
You want what you want.
你们只想要自己所想要的。
You never learn to really care about the other one. Or if you did, you become so self-centered.That you really don't care.
你可能以前还会关心别人，但是慢慢的就变成都是自我中心，你并不真的关心对方。
So you see, this is the kind of thing that has happened to us if we're not careful. We need to repent.
所以如果我们不小心的话，就会落入这样的陷阱。我们需要悔改。
Repentance is seeing that we are a sinner.
悔改的前提是说我们看到自己是一个罪人。
You say, "Well, I never killed anybody."
你可能说我没杀过人呢。
I never robbed a bank.
我也没去抢银行。
I'm good. I never bother anybody. I'm even a good neighbor.
我还是一个很好的邻居，我从来不给人惹麻烦的。
Did you ever lie?
那你有没有撒过谎呢？
Nobody here never lied.
这里大家都没有撒过谎是吗？
Don't put your hand up because I think you're a liar.
不举手就说明你在撒谎。
And the word of God said, "Every liar shall find his place in hell."
但是神的话告诉我们，那些说谎言的就会沉沦在地狱里。
You see, you have to begin to realize that although I might be a nice sinner,
你要记着，你要认识到，虽然你是看上去很好，但你仍然是一个罪人。你的这个罪人是罪人的事实是不可改变的。
Because I was born in sin.
因为我生下来就生在罪中。
Dorothy's little grandchild, she's pretty close to me.
许师母的这个外孙子跟我很。
In fact, she thinks she owns me.
孙女，她觉得她在她感觉里我是属于她的。
She's got me around her little fingers, what it is.
然后就是她能可以指使我做什么事情。
So the other day, her sister came and sat up on the arm of my chair.
Older or younger?
Younger. Sister.
后来结果有一天，这个他的姐姐呢，就来过来坐在我的这个旁边。
This little child is about two and a half, a little more.
那我说的这个外孙女，大概两岁半。
She stood there looking,
站在那儿看见她姐姐坐在我的。
And the next thing I know, she came with something, started beating me.
然后她就走过来，拿拳头打我。
She was jealous.
她是因为嫉妒。
She didn't want her sister sitting there.
她不愿意她姐姐坐在我那儿。
Now she's not blaming her sister. She's blaming me.
然后她不是找姐找她姐来找我。
Very young.
她才两岁多。
Very jealous.
非常的嫉妒。
Don't talk about telling lies.
就不用说这个。
I'm trying to say from our very beginning of life, we have sin, a sin nature which is called self.
我想说的就是我们从人生的一开始就有这个。
Actually, maybe not called self, but it shows it through self.
就是就有这个罪性，可能这个罪性最容易展现的就是说我要自我中心。
So when you say I'm not a sinner,
所以当你说我不是罪人的时候
you may be a very righteous sinner.
可能你是那种自以为意的罪人。
Well, some are. Would you laugh at that?
没有什么好笑的。我们
当
很多人是这样的。
They go around looking very pious.
他们这个昂首挺胸的，一点都不觉得。
They don't think there's a thing wrong with them.
他们一点都不觉得自己有问题。
Of course, they're fighting with everybody. Anyway, but you see, this is the kind of thing.That we're going to try to stand before Jesus.
So, 我们这样子能够站在耶稣面前站立得住吗？
When his beloved disciple could not stand without falling on his face.
连他最爱的那个使徒约翰在他面前都会扑倒在他脚前，我们在他面前能站立得住吗？
My friend, we need to humble ourselves before God.
朋友们，我们在神的面前要自卑。
Because the Word of God tells us if we don't.Someday we will humble ourselves before Him, but it'll be too late.
那神的话告诉我们说，如果我们不自卑的话，神会让我们在他面前降卑，那个时候就太晚了。
The only reason that you don't believe in God is, of course, lots of it is because of your background. But the only reason is because you never read God's word and understand.
我们当中很多人不信是因为有一些文化还有其他的背景的缘故，但是最重要的原因是说你没有读他的话。
You understand it and you know that he is.
如果你真的是认真去读他的话，明白他的话的话，你知道他是一位怎样的神。
So after we repent him, repent to him and turn, we're going to be turning from our sins and putting our love on him.
当我们向他悔改，然后回转归向他的时候，我们把我们的爱放在他的身上。
Sometimes there's a really, you really realize that something inside of you just seems different.
有的时候你甚至自己能够感觉到你的内心是有所不同的。
In China, there was a woman who really went through some hard things.
在中国有一个妇女，她就是生活经历了很多困难。
Very relationship hard things.
就是在这个人际关系、家庭关系上。
So they brought her to my hotel room one night.
那有一天晚上，他们就有人把她带到我们住的那个旅馆。
Now you know I can't speak Chinese. I really tried to learn it, but too stupid.
你知道我说不了中文，我努力学过还是没用。
And my interpreter, he didn't know English the greatest.
那这个帮忙翻译的也不是特别熟练。
So we were there. I prayed for her.
所以我们就在那儿，然后我就替她祷告。
And when we finished,
然后等我们祷告完了以后
her face was so bright.
那这个女士她的脸就非常的明亮。
And she said, "Now I know somebody loves me."
她说现在我知道有人是真的爱我。
Oh, my friend, when you think nobody loves me,
你知道当你感到这个世界上没有人爱你
nobody understands.
没有人理解。
There's one that really loves you.
有一位神，他真的爱你。
And the closer you get to him, the more you'll know that.
你越亲近，越靠近他，你就越能够明
白。But these people got so busy in the church.
但是这个以弗所教会的人在教会里有很多的事情非常忙。
Either they were just living for the church.
也可能他们就是为教会献出了一切。
Maybe they were the kind that never really knew how to love Jesus.
也可能他们真的从来也不知道到底是怎么去爱。我也不知道是出于什么缘故。
But he said, "You've lost your first love."
但是耶稣对他们说：“你们把起初的爱心离弃了。”
Now that you know, look at all these other good things they had done.
可是你看看他们前面又是劳碌又是忍耐各种的这个好行为。
I mean, like I said, they would have been a preacher's dream.
就像我说的这个你要牧师要有这么一个教会得高兴死了。
Maybe they could say, but Lord, look how we fought for you.
他们可能会说但是神呢你看我们为你征战。
How we stood firm.
然后为你能够站立得稳。
How we just threw people out when they didn't confess you or tried to do something else, compromise.
然后那些那个要让步要退后的人，我们都把他们赶出去了。
But he said, "You've lost your first love."
但是耶稣说，你把起初的爱心离弃了。
And if you don't repent, And do your first works over.
你若不悔改，我就临到你那里。
I will come quickly and remove your candlesticks.
把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Except thou repent. You see, some that tell us in the Word of God, there'll be some that will come and say, "Well, I preached in your name."
那你知道神的话也告诉我们，到末世的时候，到审判的时候，有些人就会来跟耶稣说，我是奉你的名传道的。
I've healed in your name.
我是奉你的名医治的。
We might have other things we said, but we did this, Lord. We did it in your name.
我们可能会说，我奉你的名做了很多事情。
And they'll look at them and say, I never knew you.
但他却会看着他们说，我从来不认识你。
Wouldn't that be terrible?
你想想这样多可怕。
Because we allowed our love to die,
我们任由自己
or we never found it,
对他的爱就是渐渐消失了，或者我们从来也没有真的是从内心深处爱他。
He said, "Unless you do, unless you return to your first love."
耶稣对这个教会说，应当回想你从哪里堕落，并要悔改。
First, he said, "Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen."
回想你从你是从哪里
？Remember, you were sinners.
坠落的。
You were
你要记得你曾经是罪人，你曾经是外邦人。
You were pagans.
这里是你别忘了，他们这个教会是在土耳其，他们当时是都是外邦人。
You lived in vile circumstances. You were adulterers, some of you.
你们生活在罪恶的堕落中。
Remember how I took you out of all of that.
你要记得我是怎样把你从当中救出来的。
Then he goes on, as I said, repent.
耶稣说必要悔改。
See, we start to remember then, and we start to realize where we have fallen.
当我们开始回想起来，当我们回想起来，我们是从哪里堕落的时候。
Because sometimes we've been too busy.
有的时候我们可太忙了。
Too busy to keep that relationship.
忙到没有时间顾及我们跟神耶稣的关系了。
You know, I have friends that I've known for a long time.
我有一些认识了很多年的朋友。
And every great while, we may sort of say hello along the way.
那有的时候可能过挺长时间才见一次，打个招呼什么的。
But our relationship is not that close.
那如果只是这样的话，我们之间的关系并不是很亲密。
So you see, we have to repent of what we've done. We reverse what we did.
我们要悔改。
And we go in the opposite direction.
我们行起初所行的事，我们悔改就是掉头回到原来的。
I want to tell you, the laws of God are not optional.
我想跟你说，离开神不是一个选择。
We can't pick and choose the ones we want.
我们不能自己挑一个说这个我想要，那个我不要。
There's another church among these that did exactly that.
后面有一个教会就是这样做的。
But we can't.
但是我们不能。
I don't care how much the world says that two people that are same sex can marry.
我不管这个世界上。
I don't care how many laws they pass.
他们通过再多的法律，不管这世界上再多的人说这个同性可以结婚。
It's not God's law.
这不是神的法律。
Actually, he sent destruction on Sodom and Gomorrah for this very same sin.
在索多玛和俄摩拉被毁的时候，神已经说得很明确了。
When he says that we marry and he gives certain rules for our marriage, he means that.
在婚姻中，他也设了他的规矩。
A lot of the things they're trying to show us today, trying to make laws.Trying to say there's nothing wrong with it, and many churches have gone right along with it.
现在有很多这个人试图立法来说某些事情不是错的，是对的。然后甚至有一些教会也愿意随从这样的说法。
But you have to understand, God will not accept it.
但是你要明白，在神眼里这些是不可容忍的。
Sometimes we think His laws and rules are hard.
有的时候我们觉得他是不是那个规矩太严了。
But you know what it does? It helps us to live a quiet life.
但是你知道吗？遵守他的律法能让我们有一个平静的生活。
Our heart is clear.
不会心中有怨恨和苦毒。
We live a safe life because many times from these other things you get diseases or you get your body is racked with sickness.
我们遵守他的律法也让我们能够有一个健康的生活，因为很多时候神不让我们做的事情是真的是对我们身体有伤害的。
Actually, Jesus said, "I know man."
耶稣说过，我了解人。
They're made of dust.
人不过是尘土所做。
He recognizes our weakness.
他知道我们的软弱。
But he loves us.
但是他仍爱我们。
But the difference between us and the Old Testament.
我们跟旧约里的人有什么区别？
The Old Testament was you saved up most of your sins until once a year, and then you had.You had the sacrifice, and your sins were forgiven.
旧约里的人一年只有一次赎罪日，就是说一年攒下来的罪都在赎罪日那一天，靠着这个献祭来得赎。
The laws were a teacher. Laws were like a school rules, so you would know what is wrong and right.
那时候的律法是告诉让人知罪，让我们知道什么是对，什么是错，就好像在学校你要规矩一样。
But thank God when Jesus came.
但是感谢神，当耶稣来的时候
，He said, "I have to go back."
耶稣说我要回到这个律法。
Because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说他要回到天堂，因为他要派圣灵。
That will dwell, and your temple shall be the dwelling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要住在你的心里，你的心就是圣灵的
殿。And He will convict you sometimes if you're getting close off the wrong way.
所以这。当圣灵住在你的心里，当你开始犯罪的时候，他就会提醒你。
He will strengthen you and give you power when you say no and your determination is to do what God wants.
当你软弱，但是你愿意遵行神的旨意的时候，圣灵就会加给你力量。
And then he said, "Go back and repeat your first works."
所以耶稣说
，Go back and get yourselves born again.
行起初所行的事。
Go back and find that love you lost.
让你找回你起初的爱心，找回你那个重生的新的生命。
I'm long this morning.
我今天有很多要讲。
I was going to go over all seven of them.
我打算把七个教会都讲的。
But that would take us until this evening.
那估计要讲到晚上了。
God wants it. Because I tell you the truth.
神想要我们亲近他，让我告诉你一个真理。
I said, Lord, it's you that's going to have to take me there. It's you that's going to have to help me preach.
那我跟神说，你要帮助我到那里，你要帮助我讲这堂道。
And He's done it.
神已经做到了。
And I have delivered the message God wants to give you.
我给你的信息就是神想让我跟你说的。
Now He will never make you serve Him.
他不会逼着你来服侍他。
Because he wants a people, children, that loves him and obeys him.
他想要的他的孩子，他的子民、
so、
是出于爱
do that.
来顺服他，而不是被强迫的。
But he will help us to do it.
但是他愿意帮助我们这样做。
Someday when you stand before him,
有一天你会站在他的神面，站在他的面前。
And he says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
当他说做得好，忠心又良善的仆人的时候
，You won't need any other gifts from me.
你就不再需要从他得到任何其他的东西了。
Keep your first love burning.
保持你起初的爱心。
Take time to talk to him.
跟他花时间在一起。
Take time to listen to his word.
花时间去读他的话，听他的话。
Paul told Timothy, "Study the word."
保罗告诫提摩太说，你要。学习神的话，真的是那个把它吃进去。
And one day,
终有一天
，and it may not be long,
可能已经不远了。
We're going to go home.
我们就要回到天家。
We're going to leave all these things behind us.
这世上的一切，我们就都不能带走。
Because that first love is burning in our heart.
但是我们有那个起初的爱心一直在我们的里面。
Father,
天父
，This morning as we bow our heads.
今天早上我们在你面前低头。
You know how much we love our people.
你知道我是怎样爱你的百姓。
How much we want to see them be ready.
我们想看到他们真的是预备好。
We want to spend eternity together.
因为我们想要在永恒里。
These things of earth aren't worth it.
主啊，这个世上的一切都不值得。
All the things we fight for and all these things we allow in our life, they're not worth it.
我们拼命努力想要争取，拼命努力想要抓住的东西，真的是不值得。
Lord, I pray that you'll bring conviction on those.
主，我就求你，真的是让你的孩子心里有这个确定。
Who have lost their first love?
让那些失去起初爱心的人。
Or who never knew it.
或者从来没有抓住过的，让他们心里知道。
I give it to you now, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我就把一切都交给你。
I delivered my heart.
我愿意把我的心。
Now you take it.
给你。
Work it in the hearts of our people.
求你真的是在你的百姓心里动工。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.